When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Here is your son." And he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her to his home. What a beautiful gospel reading, a challenging reading on this, which can be a bittersweet day for many. Here we find at the foot of the cross, Mary, enduring the hardest thing imaginable for a mother, for a parent, watching the child that you have raised, the one whom you've helped bring to life, dying. And worse still, Mary is unable to do anything to prevent it. Most of the other disciples have fled in fear, and so there we have Mary, only able to watch on. Perhaps this is, as Simeon had forewarned at Candlemas, when Mary brought the baby Jesus to the temple, that moment where a sword would pierce her soul too. And in this bittersweet reading, we learn about that sword, that piercing, and a soul that is weeping. Today we do gather on Mothering Sunday. My father has already sent me a text from England to remind me that it's Mothering Sunday and that I should probably send my mother a text today. My wife has actually gone out to help with the children, and I'm quite relieved actually, because at least there might be a present to give her at the end of the service. Today is a day to rejoice and give thanks for mothers. Of course it is, but it is a complicated, bittersweet day for many. In one of Catherine Fox's novels, she tells the story of a cathedral dean as she looks out across her congregation on Mothering Sunday. And she realises that a service that just gives thanks for mothers isn't going to quite cut it. You see, as she looks out over the congregation, she sees pain. "You have lost a child," she thinks. "You are not able to have a child. You have never been a mother. Your mother is wandering in dementia. You are grieving your mother. You are a single father of small children." And seeing this, she knows that every person in her congregation is in deep need of those flowers that are so often traditionally given out on Mothering Sunday. So today is, of course, a day to give thanks, to rejoice. But today is bittersweet. And perhaps it's not always represented like that. Perhaps in the media especially, we like to focus, don't we, on the sweet bit. And that is fine. We should celebrate, of course. But let's remember today also those people who feel as if their soul is being pierced for a whole host of reasons. And remember the quiet tears that will be shed today. Let's stand with Mary at the foot of the cross. Let's share her agony. And perhaps even we too, in the silence and beauty of this place, we can express our agonies and the agonies of those that we love too. But as we do that, we turn our eyes to Jesus, because even in the midst of his own agony there on the cross, almost at the point of death, Jesus is present to her. He sees Mary. He acknowledges her. and somehow finds the strength to reach out, to think of others, even from that place on the cross, even as the darkness and death closes in around him. There's Jesus still offering hope, still building community, still creating a holy family. Today's reading is heartbreakingly tragic and somehow also achingly beautiful. A bittersweet reading indeed. Well, I just want us this morning to take a closer look at our gospel reading. Perhaps if you have it there, you might like to look at it with me. In the translation that we have, Jesus from the cross turns to his mother and says, "Woman, here is your son." And then he says to the disciple, "Here is your mother." Well, there are other translations possible from the Greek. In other translations, we might also have the word "look." Look, here is your mother. And perhaps you might remember from the King James Version, the word is not here or look, but it is behold. Perhaps behold isn't quite as common a word these days, but it implies more than just hear or see. It talks about being beholden to someone. It's about responsibilities to another person. We also have that word in a few other parts of the gospel. Behold the lamb. To Thomas, behold the sides, my wounds. And notice he doesn't say, behold my mother. He says, behold your mother. Behold, here is your mother. Look, look at each other, says Jesus. Look and really look at each other. Look, behold, and see how even in this moment, even in this moment of death and despair, this Good Friday moment of pain and anguish, you can still behold one another. You can still create a new kind of family, a family not based on shared DNA, but on shared suffering, shared need. Turn, look, behold. It's beautiful. And what's amazing, perhaps, if you think about it, is that is what Jesus is inviting Mary and John to do, to look, to behold, is exactly what Jesus did throughout his ministry. Jesus looked at people. He looked almost into the heart and soul of people. Perhaps when we read back over the gospel account again and again, we see how Jesus did that. He beheld people. Perhaps you might remember when that rich young man comes to Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, the text says, doesn't it? Well, Jesus looked at him and he loved him. Or remember that time when Jesus was passing through Jericho and the huge crowd was all around him, pressing in on him. And Jesus looks up and sees Zacchaeus there up in a tree and calls him down and changes his life forever. Or perhaps we might remember that beautiful account when Peter has denied Jesus three times and then Jesus turns to him. He looked at him, almost looked into his very soul and brought him back. Throughout Jesus' ministry, Jesus really saw them. He really beheld them. He loved them. He saw their needs. He knew their need of forgiveness and of hope. And so today, in today's gospel reading, it is as if Jesus is about to take his final breath. And even then, he's asking us to do the same thing. It's almost like he's passing the baton onto each one of us. He's saying, look, I've shown you how to do it. I've shown you how to love, to behold, to see. And now it's over to you. Look, behold each other. Mary, look at this man, John, about to lose his closest, dearest friend. I know he's not biologically your son, but look after him as if he were, because you know, he's going to need it. Or John, look at this woman, Mary, about to lose her child. I know she's not literally your mother, but take care of her as if she was. Look at each other, behold each other. How can you be a new kind of community? How can you see each other? A community where nobody is overlooked, where all people come together. Not because we have or live in the same home or we have this kind of common surname, but because we're all children of the same Heavenly Father. One American preacher puts it a little bit like this. See what you think of how Barbara Bryan Taylor puts or talks about Jesus' relationships with others. She says this: for Jesus, family was not a matter of whose chromosomes you carry around inside of you, but whose image you were created in. It is not a matter of who has the last name or lives at the same address, but who serves the same God. There's no family tree in Jesus' Holy Bible. It's as if as much as his ancestors may have mattered to him, it was more like a family forest he walked around in, with relatives collected from all over the place, some from one family and some from another, all of them gathered in one place because of their allegiance to one Father. Jesus makes family bigger. Jesus stretches out the circle and makes it wider. The family is wider and he pulls people in. And he teaches us that our families can be bigger too. If only we'd look. If only we would behold. If you remember nothing else from what I say this morning, perhaps you might remember this little paraphrase, perhaps, that I might be kind of inserting into the mouth of Jesus, but I think it kind of works. It's as if Jesus is saying to John and to Mary and to each one of us, behold one another, just as I have beheld you. Behold one another, just as I have beheld you. So on this bittersweet day, this Mothering Sunday, this is an important message for us to hear, is it not, in this modern individualistic age? It's such an important and countercultural message. Behold each other. So easy, isn't it, when we're on the subway or walking through the streets, not to see other people, even in a congregation like this, to look over other people. But today, as we gather on this Mothering Sunday, as we come to the altar once again to celebrate the Eucharist as one body sharing one cup, let us pray for the grace to see as Jesus saw. Let us pray for the grace to see how being united in Christ redefines family. Not as those that just live at the same address, but those who have the same Heavenly Father. and that we, by the grace of God, might build a beloved community where nobody is overlooked. So may we behold one another just as he beheld us. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son, behold." And she said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her to his home. Let that be true for each one of us too. Amen.